Okay, five vorts, Parshas Kisiso. We're also going to connect each vort to Purim, as we know that Purim falls out right before Kisiso. Shushan Purim goes into Shabbos Kisiso, so they're very, 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 very much connected. Our learning should be in Zchus Refuah Shleima. Zchus Refuah Shleima Yaakov Yisrael ben Tzvi Rochachaya, Baruch Tzvi v'Mirv Kavasa, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, you should give it like this. This is what you shall give. And Rashi quotes famously Medrash Tanchuma that here Elamun Kimin Mabeya Shall Ish Umashkala Machz Hashegel Amal Kazeh Yitnu. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu a sort of coin of fire, and then he said they should give a coin like this. And asked the Kotzker Rebbe, what's Dafka a coin of fire? Why Dafka a coin of fire? We said this word last year, but I think it bears repeating. The Kotzker Rebbe says a very beautiful idea. The Kotzker Rebbe says is that Machz Hashekel represents a person's Avodas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Jewish people, when you give the Shkalim, make sure you do it with energy, with passion, with great Hislavos, with Esh Kodesh. That's what says Mabeah Shal Esh, the coin of fire. We know that at the end of the day, Amalek's number one goal is Asher Karcha Baderech, right? Karcha Baderech, Lashon Kriyos, Esh Kodesh brings down in the Sefer and Parsha Zachor, and he quotes the more of Hashemesh, Parsha Tesava, and about the Avodas Yisrael, Kodesh Yitzhak Magen, Parsha Zachor. The Karcha comes on Lashon of Kiris, so Asman, the Kriyos. They want to make our, they don't want to tell us to stop davening, daven. But daven quickly, learn. But learn quickly, learn with a coldness. But our job as Jews, especially the Avodah of Purim, is to be Mabeah Shal Ish, is to be Chomus Yushalayim, to be Mabeah Shal Ish, Mamish, Avodah Hashem with Mamish, with a big, big fire. Moving on to our second idea. Our second idea comes to us from the Chafetz Chaim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. You know, famously, the Pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael Oshili Olam Ki Sheshi Min Yal Min Asas Hashem Asunam Yasa Aretz V'Yam Hashvi Shavas V'Nefash." And Shabbos is going to be an os. It's going to be a sign for all Klal Yisrael. And he wants to understand exactly what is this Davka an os. What's Davka the os? And he famously quotes the Gemara on Shabbos and Yom Rabbeis that tells us that Shabbos is Matana Tova, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a great gift. But he gives a really great parable. He gives a really great mushal of what exactly Shabbos is. He gives, the Chafetz Chaim gives the following mushal. He says, when a person opens a new store, he puts a sign outside that tells everyone what kind of store it is. A tailor will have a symbol that shows he's a tailor. A shoemaker will show that he's a shoemaker. But what happens, even if a person travels away for a while, as long as the sign is still on the outside of the store, everyone can expect him to eventually return. But as soon as he takes down the emblem and he takes down the sign, says the Chafetz Chaim, we know that he no longer plans to return. When he keeps Shabbos, when we look forward to Shabbos, we keep the halachos of Shabbos, we're testifying to the Rabbono Shalom, who created the world in 6 days, rested on the Shabbos, and by keeping Shabbos, we're proclaiming, we have this awareness that the Rabbono Shalom mamish exists, and every 6 days, we take a rest. And even if we are not perfect, comes along that Shabbos, comes along every seventh day of the week, to tell us, to remind us, that even though maybe the 6 days we might have strayed, the 6 days, as long as that sign is up in the store to tell everyone that at the end of the day, the owner might have gone, he might have gone away for a few days, but the sign is there. That's what a Jew is, to remember what Shabbos is all about. And I think that actually very much connects to a lesson of Purim as well. Rav Weinberger Shlita explained one of the suttas last few years back, he gives a mashal from the Chabad Svarm of what Dafka Purim is. And he says that Purim is like the soldiers getting ready for the general to come to their town, and they're so excited for him to come, so nervous and so anxious. And the night before the general was supposed to come, a lot of the soldiers got drunk, and they got very scared. What happened was the general came, and everyone was literally on the floor. What happened was, you think that the general would come, and he's walking through the streets, he's going to tell his troops to kill all the soldiers who are on the floor. He says, no, all the soldiers are good, except for this one. Why this one? This one, his head is headed towards the bar. Everyone else, his head is headed towards the beginning of the city. I know that they wanted to greet me. They wanted to be able to, but at the end of the day, they were scared. They got sidetracked. They lost their way. But at the end of the day, their head is facing the right direction. Because that's the avod of Purim. The Purim is the refocus. It's the recognition. Maybe throughout 364 days a year, maybe we might have strayed. Maybe that's 6 days of the week we might have strayed. But comes Shabbos or comes Purim, Remember what we're doing in this world. It's time for it's to refocus. It's the, as Wei says, it's the recalculating of our lives. Which be Zocha Bez Hashem. Just like Shabbos is for the week, Purim is for the year. Moving on to the third idea from the Das Zekanim. So you know, famously by the eagle Azov, it says, "Vayomer aleim Aaron, parku nizme Azov ashev ozni neshechem v'nechem v'nezechem ve'aviyu elai." Right, everyone's going crazy. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't know what became of him. So Aaron says a very interesting thing. Aaron says, "Remove the golden earrings, remove all the gold, and bring them to me." So everyone asks, and the Dazakim asks, "Aaron a coin? How could he do such a thing? Can make an eagle Azov?" And the Azakim of Balatosis says such an incredible thing. He says that Aaron's intentions were really l'shem shemayim. Aaron l'shem shemayim shediskavin. He had good intentions. What were his intentions? He says that if Moshe had in return, if I'm going to appoint Kalev or Nachshon as the leader, Moshe returns, they're not going to give up the leadership. But if I don't appoint anyone, they're going to choose a leader themselves, and they're going to cause a big machlokus. But if I'll make myself the leader until Moshe returns, and he comes back, perhaps maybe we're going to people think that I took the leadership. Therefore, until Moshe returns, says Aaron HaKohen, I'm going to keep them busy with talk about making themselves a meaningless golden calf. The women aren't going to give the jewelry, and then I'm going to be able to stall time. Right? We're always so nervous. How can Aaron HaKohen be able to do such a thing? But Aaron HaKohen, this is that he actually worked at L'shem Shemayim. He didn't want to make Kalev and Nachshon to be the leader, even though they could have been, but at the end of the day, they didn't want to be machlokas when Moshe would come back, or he didn't want to make himself to be the leader, because then people start choosing sides. So he got them busy with this Egel Azov talk. And I think that's such a tremendous, tremendous lesson, especially in our lives. So many times we're so quick to judge people. We're so quick to judge this person and that person. But at the end of the day, Purim is the time. With Afka, we wear masks to be able to show that it's not about the outside. It's not about who we are on the outside. It's about the inner inside. It's about who we are on the inside. Aaron HaKohen teaches us the lesson. You know, you might look like things are weird on the outside. Things are maybe the shtikl chitzonis thing. Maybe a person's not doing the right thing, but panemius and a person's inner down in his neshama, he only wants to do the good thing. He only wants to do the right thing. This is actually brought down in all of them in the Meiranim in Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap's Torahs on Purim. Beautiful Torahs. He says that the Iker Kedusha of Purim is to be Bengala Kedushas Yisrael, to reveal the holiness of the Jewish people, to reveal that they're mamish good. And I think that's a tremendous lesson as we go into the head and into Purim. Even might look like someone's doing the wrong thing. Down deep, we know a Jew is the Jew. And as Menachem says, that every Jew has a spark. You always have to look to find the good within others. We find the good, look for the good in others. Chosh Baruch will find the good in ourselves. Which reminds me of a story. Meir Pramishlan on Shabbos Kodesh. And he once waited a minute or two before making Kiddush, and the Chassid asked him after making Kiddush, "Why do you wait so long?" And he said that before he makes Kiddush, he always looks around on Friday night on Shabbos Kodesh. He always looks in his head to be able to learn something good from someone else, everyone at the table. And tonight he needed an extra minute for someone at the table. Tremendous lesson, always looking for the good in others. Moving on to idea number 4 from the Halakha Kedushas Levi. So famously we know Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Hashem tells Moshe Beinu to do these 30 midos. Say these 30 midos and you'll be forgiven, right? Paragon Medal, Pasuk Zayim. It's a chesed, all of him, no say, all of them, a fashion, chadav, and okay. Reserve of kindness for 2,000 forgiveness, a willful sin. So the Kedushas Levi asks, it's not in the Parsha, I believe it's in Shabbat Shuvah, what's his lashon of no say avon? He lifts up the sin. What's his lashon of lifting up the sin? Says the Kedushas Levi, Gemara tells us in Yoma, that when a Jew does tshuva meira, when a Jew does tshuva out of fear, he changes his once purposeful sins into sins of accidental level. Meaning they're still sins, but on a lower level. But someone does tshuva out of love. Out of love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, he changes the sins that were once done on purpose to sins to actually mitzvos. He changes the mitzvos into, right, the purposeful sins into zechuyos. So that's exactly what the Lashon is. No say of him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu uplifts the sin. He uplifts the sin. What does that mean? That he takes it off on the scale of eros, of purposeful sins of Zedonos, and he uplifts it. He's no say avon. He brings it over into the mitzvahs, and that's what Tshuva Me'av is. And I think this very much connects to what the Zman of Adar Nisan is. The Chiddush Yoreim famously says that at the end of the day, Tishrei is an avoid of Tshuva Me'ira. When he comes in the months of Adar Nisan says the Chiddush Yoreim, they're mamish the days of Tshuva Me'av. The Gemara says on Shabbos and Peiches, that we're mekabel the Torah Me'av Sanes. We were coming over Me'av, right? Rashi says Me'av Sanes. You may Adar V'Nisan, the mamish the days of these days of great love, of great joy. And I think that's really what a Jew is all about. A Jew realizes that anything in his past is able to do, if he wants to do a real tshuva out of love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, he takes and he does tshuva from it. He actually wipes out the sins, and the purposeful sins, and makes it into sins of and makes it into mitzvahs. And finally, the fifth and final idea, as we enter into Parshas Kisisa. It's also Parshas Parah. So you have Parah. Famously, the pasuk says by Parah, right? The pasuk says that the Rashi quotes from the pasuk that it was a mashal leben shivcha shetina paltzad shemelech. It was like when the son of the servant came in and dirtied up the palace of the king. Amar tavo imel v'tikaneh chatzoa. Rabban Shem said, tell the mother to come and wipe off the excrement. Kach tava parah v'tichaper lo al ha'egel. Same way that the parah is going to be a tikkun for the eagle. That's why Parshas Parah sometimes, a lot of times, falls out with in this parsha, Parshas Kisisa. So we see at the end of the day that parah is a kapara. The mitzvah of parah is a kapara for the cheda eagle. And there's different reasons it's brought down by the Ksav Sofer of why dafka that is. He says maybe it's because at the end of the day that eagle azav we dafka made because we had to understand where Moshe was. So we dafka have a mitzvah that we don't understand of the chok of parah duma, so to me talk in it. But the Chasam Sofer really says a really nice idea. He says, what's this lashon of ben shivcha shetinef platon shal melech, that the ben shivcha came to and mamish dirtied up the palace of the king? So he says that at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael themselves, they don't want to sin. They're the platon shal melech. They're in the palace of the king. They're in the palace. They're in the headquarters of the world. The shechanti b'soichem. But what happened? The Eirav came, the ben shivcha came, and they were killed Klai Yisrael. They said, where's their bonus on this and that? And they were the ones who called Klal Yisrael to sin. So at the end of the day, in the Drashas Chasam Sofer, he explains that even when a Jew sins, it's not something from his outside. As Gemara says in Sota, it's a ruach shtos, something that outside came to cause a Jew to sin. This really connects to our third idea, when we're talking about from the Nadas Kanim, that at the end of the day, that Aaron HaKohen did he went out of his way. He was doing it all the shem shemaim, but when a Jew sins, says the Chasam Sofer, it's not actually him. It's the ben shivcha shel melech. It was the Eirav. It was something else that caused him to sin. I think that's a tremendous lesson of Purim, which really what we said before, able to realize when a person sins, it's not him. His essence is good, as the Maimonim says. The Kedushas Yisrael is the whole avoda of Purim. It's the Megala, reveal the Jewish holiness in every single Jew, and that's why dafka we wear masks. Able to show it's not about the outer, it's all about the inner. Let's just review these quote-unquote five ideas, which we really made 10 or 11 ideas to connect with Purim. First off, he started off, the Zeh Yinu, and Raj says, Mabeya Shal Ish, the Chatz Kerevi says, why Dafka Ish? Because you have to bring the Shkalm with fire, with Avodas Hashem, with Panemius, with energy, with enthusiasm. And that's what the Mor of Hashemish, the voice of Israel says, Asher Karcha Badarach, that Dafka, they wanted to cool us off. Right, the coolest of the nations of the world. Rashi says, right, Rashi quotes the Chazal, the coolest of the rest of the world. Be able to say, hey, Klai Yisrael is not so great, but the avodah of a Jew, be able to fight off Amalek, serve the Baruch Shem with great passion, great energy, and great joy. Chavetz Chaim, the second idea, you talk about what's dafka the sign. You give the mushel of why dafka Shabbos is a sign when someone owns a store, and he might go away for 3-4 days, but as long as you have that sign over the door that you're the shoemaker or you're the tailor, everyone knows you're going to come back. He says that's what Shabbos is for the week. Even though maybe during the 6 days you might have gone off here, gone off there, we come back Shabbos, we realize that at the end of the day, that's who we are. And that's really what Shabbos is, and that's really what Purim is for the entire year. Maybe throughout the year, maybe we got busy with this, we got busy with that, but at the end of the day, we come back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Purim, this is who we are, we want to come back to you so close. And that's the whole mashal of the Sefer Chabad, when the general was coming to the town, and he saw all the soldiers were passed out, he saw all of them, their heads were towards the gate. He saw that they really wanted to be there to be able to greet him, but the one guy who was headed towards the bar, he says, oh, that his focus is on the bar, off with his head. But that's the avodah of refocusing, and just like what Shabbos is for the week, Purim is for the year. The Das Kanim quoted the idea, but how could Aaron HaKohen do something so crazy that he parko and he told everyone to throw in the gold? But he says that Aaron actually had a big cheshbon, and Aaron was scared to be able to make Nachshon or make Kalev the leader, or make himself the leader. So Davka, we had them busy with this eagle, and Davka and be able to make it to make sure that it would be there until Moshe Rabbeinu would come down, and then he would explain the whole thing. But at the end of the day, we said that every Jew, no matter who they are, they want to do good, but sometimes we get influenced by the outside sources, we get influenced by other things. We have to make sure that our Yetzer Tov is Magid Ali Yetzahara. The fourth idea is the vote of the Kedusha Slavi. What's his lashon? Nosei Avon, that he uplifts the sin. Because the Gemara tells us in Yoma, when a Jew does tshuva meyira, he changes his purposeful sins into shkagos, but when a Jew does tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love for the Rebbeinu Shalom, he changes the sin on purpose into mitzvahs. That's what it says, no say avon. And that's the Chiddush HaRim who says the avod of Adar, the avod of Nisan, the truth of Me'ava, serving the Baruch Hashem with love. The fifth and final idea comes to us from the Chasam Sofer,
And it brought down the Sefer Ma'ayanot Shel Torah and Rashi's Chasam Sofer of what Davka, this Mashal of the Rashi quotes from Rav Moshe Darshan, the Ben Shifcha came and is Matame, the Platon Shel Melech, because a Jew's essence was good. We don't want to do bad, but the Eir Rav maybe caused us to be able to do something wrong, able to question where Moshe Rabbeinu was. But at the end of the day, says the Rashi's Chasam Sofer, every Jew is Vashchan to Besolchem, every Jew wants to do the right thing. Shpochu should bless us to be able to serve the Bona Shalom with great fire, with great energy. And we should be zochim to remember with Shabbos and Purim. Shabbos is for the week, Purim is for the year. You have to remember to be able to serve the Bona Shem L'Shem Shemaim. Every Jew wants to do good, to serve the Bona Shem Tshuva Me'ava, and to really always look for the good in each other, look for the good within ourselves. Afreilecha Purim, and Afreilecha Shabbos, Shushan Purim, Afreilecha Shabbos. Good job.